We're going to get to your 7:30 headlines. The Supreme Court today will take on the latest clash between faith and gay rights. The case involves Lori Smith, a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. The designer says that ruling against her would force artists to do work that is against their faith. But opponents say that if she wins, a range of businesses will be able to discriminate against not only gay couples, but people of all races and religions.
Some of the biggest names in entertainment and politics were out last night for the 45th annual Kennedy Center Honors, a recognition of lifetime artistic achievement. President Biden congratulated this year's class at the White House before the big event. This year's honorees are George Clooney, Amy Grant, Gladys Knight, composer Tanya Leon, and Irish rock band U2. The president praised them as, quote, an exceptional group of artists. And then it was off to the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts for a night of celebration and music. But folks, take a look at this. Actress Julia Roberts at the event to support her close friend George Clooney. Yes, her dress covered in photos of George Clooney. Of course, Clooney and Roberts have worked together on a number of movies, and that is a fashion statement that no one will soon forget.
Well, no, she could give it to Amal afterward, you know, get a borrow.
By the way, those two are buds.
Well played.
When you sat down with them, you were like, this friendship is for real.
That was for real. Really cool. All right, let's go to Sunday Night Football, guys. The Cowboys taking on the Colts. If you like points and touchdowns, this game was for you.
Dak organizing the guys. Colts bring five. Prescott throws underneath, complete. CeeDee Lamb, was he down? They say no for now, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
God, I love Tirico calling that game. CeeDee Lamb spins away from the tackle, runs in for the score. It was actually a close game for three quarters. The Cowboys only led by two, but then Dallas opened it up, scored 33 unanswered points. They had touchdowns on offense, touchdowns on defense. The score at the end, y'all. 54-19.
Wow.
That's an ouch for the Colts. They move on to 9-3 in the season. Having a good year, Dallas.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How about them Cowboys?